But I want to talk to you this morning on I believe. That's going to be my title. I believe. Say that with me. I believe. Who do I believe? I believe God. Say that. I believe God. Two of you said it. We're going to get it together before I preach. I believe God.
I believe God.
Amen. Amen. Who do you believe?
God.
I believe God. And in Psalm 8, God said in verse 2, out of the mouth of what? Babes and suckling hast thou ordained strength because of the enemy, that thou mayest what? Steal the enemy and his avenger. I believe God. How do you? I believe God. When I believe God, when out of the mouth of a babe, that means children, you can believe God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, children are precious to the Lord. And they are. And so many times we allow our children not to have what I mean by that, not to have out their own true identity. They grow up, want to be like somebody else, and therefore they fail to discover who they are. But you ought to believe God and trust God that you'll find out your true self as a young child, so you won't have to grow up with a false idea, a false identity, trying to be like something you're not. You remember the saying that went around when Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls. How many remember? I want to be like Mike. No, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus made me. So children, God will help you in everyday walk. We make Sunday morning, and it ought to be a time of worship. It ought to be a time of praise. But too much of the time we make Sunday morning worship entertainment. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
We put on the show. Then when the show is over, we go back to being like we were before the show was on. But this is not a show. This is a lifestyle.
Amen.
This is how we live. This is. We're talking about life that never ends. How? What kind of life? Life that never ends. Life that never stops. Life that increases more and more and more and more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when we know how to live it, then all the cares, all the frustration, all the confusion, all this thing that the enemy throws at us, it'd be like water on a duck back. Yeah. It will not penetrate our spirits, but it will roll off, fall to the ground, as he talks about the shield of faith. But I believe God. How many of you remember the story? Of the father that had a son. It's in the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. I'm going to revisit that scripture. Mark 9:23. If you'd be so kind to turn there with me. Hallelujah. Mark 9:23. And if you could put that on the screen, that'll be just lovely. Mark 9:23. Glory to God. It says, and Jesus, it says, Jesus said unto him. The man had a situation going on in his life. And when you're in a situation with something going on and you don't have the answer, most of the time, if it's not all the time, the person will panic. And here this man had a son. And you can imagine, put yourself in the position, in that situation. And your son is being thrown into the fire sometime. Then other time you throw him into the water to drown him. And you know the father couldn't rest good seeing his son being tortured like that. Right? So he was desperate for help. Hello, hello. And he evidently heard about Jesus and his disciples. Remember in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew? How many remember that? Jesus had called in the 9th chapter he prayed. He said, pray ye that the Lord of the harvest would do what? Send forth laborers where? Into the harvest. For the harvest truly is what? Plentiful, but the laborers are few. And then when he said that, in the 10th chapter, he called them 12 disciples. And he said he gave them power. He told them to go out and preach the gospel. And he gave them power over unclean spirit, gave them power to heal, to cast out devil, heal the sick, and raise the dead. That's what he said, right? And so evidently they were doing this because this man heard about what Jesus and his disciples were doing. And he even had other disciples. If you read in the 10th chapter of Luke, he called other 70 and sent them out two by two. Right? So evidently this man heard about that. What these people were doing. So Jesus and Peter, James, and John. Jesus, Peter, James, and John was up in the mountain of transfiguration. And this man came to the other disciples for some help. And when they got there, they tried to cast the devil out, and it didn't anything happen. So when Jesus came down, they ran to him. And the crowd and the man said to Jesus, if you can do anything. That's what he said, didn't he? If you can do anything. I brought my child to your disciples. They couldn't do nothing for him. If you can do anything. And I believe this is what have happened too many of the time. Y'all in the house today? Yes, too many of the time, we as church members, including myself, because I'm a church member too, we as church members get so busy having church, we miss the power of God. Because there's never a time that the word doesn't work. There's never a time that the word doesn't work. It works every time, all the time.